The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is the Chaunce talking to you. And thanks for, joining me on today's program, whether you're, kicking back at home and listening to us early in the morning or listening to us in the podcast or in your car or wherever you're going. Just let's get out and enjoy the great outdoors together. Okay, remember to tell all your friends, though, to tune in and listen to the ESPN Chicago app or go to the website Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show and anything else that's out there that, you'll enjoy on ESPN, and it's all for free to subscribe to. And remember, 1, 2, 3, and you're there. And like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Sit back, as I said, or lay back, whatever you're doing, pouring yourself a cup of coffee, having lunch, maybe even dinner. Who knows when you're listening to us, but you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio program in the Midwest. Oh, man, I can't tell you. We're going to talk about salmon with Captain Tony a little bit. We were out this week. Those fish are definitely not close to shore. Woohoo! Yes. I thought we were fishing in the state of Michigan for a while, but no, we'll talk with Tony about it all, and we'll have a good time. But you know what? On today's show, we're going to have Captain Tony, of course. He's sitting in his boat waiting for me to call him. And then we're going to have on Jeremiah Blau. He's from the state of Michigan, fish health and marking person. He's responsible for the health of all the fish that are stocked in the state of Michigan, whether it's Upper Peninsula, Lower Peninsula. So far this year, they've stocked 9.1 million fish in big waters, little waters, streams, rivers, creeks, all kinds of places. And we're going to learn some pretty cool things, I think, when we talk to him, because I love hatcheries. I love fish hatcheries. They really are cool. And you know what? There's a lot more fish to come that they're going to be planting. After that, Dave Dewey. Yep, Mr. Dave Dewey. Dave Dewey's Guide Service. He specializes in southeast Wisconsin, Lake Delavan, and other waters in southern Wisconsin there. And man, this boy, he's been fishing a long time, and he knows where they're all hiding. And he'll put you on a fish when you want to go out with him. So we'll talk with Dave Dewey about Delavan and other lakes down there and a whole lot more. And then we're going to have our grandson, Aiden, with his fishing report for Western Michigan. I think he starts school this week or next week, so might get a little bit tight with some of his fishing reports, but we've had so much fun listening to him and give us a fishing report every week. It's always a great time. Oh, I can hear the phone ringing. Let's see if it's Captain Tony sitting on the dock.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the
dock. We are sitting on the dock of the bay. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend. I know, a couple days ago it was a little brisky out there with some waves and other action. What's happening on the lake lately?
We've been actually fishing some deeper water, beyond 200, beyond 250. There's some nice fish out there, some big coho still, some smaller kings. Definitely lake trout, haven't seen a rainbow, but definitely deep water is the program for us, especially in the afternoon runs. There are fish to be taken out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good. But your blue water fishing, as we call it.
Oh, yeah, blue water fishing. You know, that's what we got to do, you know, to get our fish. But if I was in a small boat with an outboard, I'd probably, you know, look in 60 to 100 feet. If there's anything in there, marking any fish or bait, maybe just drop some rods in real quick for an hour and a half or something and then rip and run, you know. But for me to rip and run, it's a long way out there with a big boat.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. All spoons pretty much or no?
Mostly spoons on the high coppers and the leads. I'm still running 11-color lead. He produced fish the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Variety of different spoons. Flies and Dodgers. I think it's called, what is it called? I don't even know. There's so many names out there at Dodgers. I think it's something like the Dragon Lady or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
With a frog fly. He's been taking fish down on the wire. 220 on the counter.
Wow.
The other guy, I think I got smoking Little Boy Blue on there. Old Lure Jensen Smoke down at 160. He's taking some cohos up there.
Mm-hmm.
Riggers are buried from anywhere from 75 down to my deepest rigger was 244 feet.
Woo!
For the trout.
Yep, that's your blue water fishing, my friend. You're blue water fishing. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a charter to go out there, whether it's a, you know, if you've only got a couple of guys, you'll set up a deal with during the week, or if it's, you know, you've got a full boat for the weekends, where do they get a hold of you?
I would call the cell phone at area code 847-366-0741. And if I don't answer, please leave me a message. I will get back to you. I do have open dates in September, and I do have afternoons that are open.
Well, sounds good to me. And a little afternoon fishing is not a bad thing to do.
Nope.
Not
it's really nice. And blue water fishing, like you said.
Yeah. All right, Tony. What do we all yell in Diamond Ghost Charters?
Get that rod.
Get the rod. Get the rod. Get the rod. Get the rod.
All right, guys. Be safe out there. Watch the weather and catch some fish.
All right. Take care, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors. You can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
One pike, two pike, three pike, four!
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more! My
name is this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them. They're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey, everybody. Like welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I want you to know, I am speaking with a gentleman who is the father this year alone of 9,118,112 siblings, babies. I've got Jeremiah Blau, who works for the state of Michigan. As Jeremiah, you're the health and fish what?
I'm the health stocking and marking biologist for fisheries division in Michigan.
Yeah, Jeremiah is, so the state of Michigan plants 9.1 million fish. And when I read that, I said, I've got to get Jeremiah on because this shows you how much work that goes into fish planning, fish stocking, fish rearing. Most people, Jeremiah, I don't think understand it, do they?
No, there's a lot of people, a lot of things, a lot of people that make it happen, a lot of planning units that make it happen, and not only in our fish production section, but also management unit biologists, too. So, and then all the way to the people that are checking in fish along the lakes, our crew clerks to make sure that we get that correct data on those fish that we stock. So it's a big team effort here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, people think that, oh, well, you know, they raise the fish and then they put them in a big truck and then they dump them in here and they dump them in there. No, it's, there's hatcheries, there's staffing, there's, and let me tell you, I can bet that the hatcheries are cleaner than your house.
I would agree to that. As a health biologist, we try to keep that up tape, and I always equate it to your mom telling you when you're 10 years old that you got to clean your room. So those staff members are keeping those rearing tanks and units clean as can be.
Yeah, but you're also you're taking, you know, blood samples. You're doing, but you know, this is besides taking the little eggs and the sperm and mixing them together and, you know, hatching the little bitty, you know, things, the fry and, you know, floating up in the beakers and stuff like that. You're literally, you're so concerned about the quality of the water that they're in, the food that they're eating, so they can grow to a point where you put 9 million children out in the water.
Yeah, we like to think we're, you know, we're never going to equate to Mother Nature, but we like to get our fish out of the door at the biggest that they can and the best quality they can, so that in turn creates a better success for fisheries. So, yeah, we want to give them the best head start we can give them as we kick them out the door.
Get them out of the basement, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, there's a way to look at it.
Yeah. Now, literally, I mean, you guys have, you got hatcheries in Marquette, near Manistee, Thompson State Fish Hatchery near Manistee. I think it was the Ogden near Petoskey. You've got them in Harrietta, the Harrietta Fish Hatchery, Kalamazoo, Wolf Lake. I know there's one up in Sault Ste. Marie. I can't remember the name of that one.
Yeah, that's just that's a partnership hatchery through Lake Superior State University, and that's just aquatic research lab up there. And then the last one you're looking for is Platte River State Fish Hatchery just outside of Traverse City.
Oh, that's the, yeah. Oh, that's the one. I knew I was missing a couple somewhere in my brain cell. But, I mean, it's not a simple process. There is so much science, so much stuff checking, and you're so concerned about, let's say, before you even stock fish, you know, you put fish in the water. Like I said, it's not just, oh, you put them in a pool, let them swim around, and keep feeding them twice a day. No, folks. That's when you buy a fishing license, and we're going to talk about how important buying a fishing license is. It's you're checking to make sure, because if a fish winds up picking up some bug, for lack of a better term, disease, you don't want to release any of those fish or into the wild, because you're so concerned of not just your hatchery fish, you're concerned of all the bazillion of fish in the state of Michigan.
100%. Yeah. Like all the fish that we stock have a fish health certificate. So we have to, prior to stocking those fish, we send them in, and each species have pathogen specific testing that we're required to do. And they have to have a clean bill of health. So, every one of these fish, every one of the 9.1 million fish that got out had a good, clean health screening. And, because we really want to reduce the risk of transmission of pathogens, whether that's Great Lakes to inland or inland to Great Lakes or even hatchery to hatchery. So that's a big part of it, Chauncey, is the fish health aspect of it.
Yeah, and I mean, and once again, it's not just the stocking fish that you're worried about. You're worried about getting anything to the fish that are in these bodies of water.
Correct, yeah. And even a bigger scare would be if we brought something into our hatcheries, right? So every time we do a fish plant, we're disinfecting our tubes, disinfecting our trucks between hatcheries. You know, I kind of equate it to like if we were to go camping and we brought our kids and we had a two-man pup tent, but all of a sudden we had 10 people. Well, you know, you get a cough, then I get a cough, and then everyone's sick, you know. So these fish in the hatchery systems are, you know, under pretty tight conditions, something you'd never see out in the wild. So that stress level is always there. Pathogens are always there, and we try to mediate, the best of our ability to kind of keep them happy, clean, and then in a good environment.
Yeah. And when you're working at, you know, like you said, you work with, you know, the health side and the marking side. But think of this. You have fish that are cold water species, your salmon, your pike, et cetera. But then you have species that are, I guess you would call it warm water species, your bluegill, your your bass, and you could probably tell me a lot more of them, that you're working with in order to facilitate people enjoying the outdoors.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it on the head when you talked about the six hatcheries that we have located all across the state. Each individual hatchery raises specific species. So if you look all the way up to the UP in Marquette, we raise brook trout, lake trout, and then we cross the two to produce spelake. And then if we drop down all the way down to the southern end, down by Kalamazoo, they're one of our Great Lakes facilities. So they raise Chinook salmon, rainbow trout, steelhead. And then they also have ponds for those cool water species you talked about, muskie, and walleye. So it's really specific on the time that they're here, you know, how long do we have them at the hatchery, and then also our scope on stocking those fish. So luckily, the warm water fish, like the panfish and the bass, they pretty much take care of themselves. They're pretty prolific spawners. So we personally, in the state of Michigan, we don't really have a hand in that. We more manage those resources through different regulations.
Yeah. I mean, and just, you know, the other day, you know, we were out there and we caught a, you know, Chinook salmon, lake trout, you know, coho. You know, these coho we're catching, and, you know, when they plant, when Illinois plants coho, Michigan plants coho, Wisconsin plants coho, Indiana plants coho, or whatever species of salmon, you know, they don't just kind of hang around the neighborhood. They swim around.
Right, yeah, that's a really good thing about being in the Great Lakes, you know, especially with, like, Illinois stocking the salmon and Michigan and Wisconsin. We're fortunate that all those states plant those fish, and we utilize all the resources, so certainly, you could be catching Michigan coho or Wisconsin coho and vice versa when those fish come up north. You know, we could be catching different states' fish. So it's a really good working relationship. And I mean, it's a, you know, that's a $7 billion industry for the Great Lakes fisheries. So it's a big deal.
People, did you hear what he just said? It's a $7 billion. We're not an M. We're talking the big B, $1 billion industry. That is huge, you know, and trust me, there's a lot of sports out there that should take notice of the Great Outdoors and how much is spent. They might start changing some of their programming. I mean, it's just, you know, and I'm so glad that ESPN here in Chicago, you know, respects that and sees the value of the outdoors to the listeners. But I mean, it just shows that, you know, this is unbelievable. And I, like I said, it's not just a simple, well, we got a bucket with some fish, we'll feed them twice a day. No, folks. That's not how this goes. Now, your funding for all of the stocking that they do, and, you know, in the state of Michigan, in any state, then I'm gonna throw that out kind of a blanket. You get, every time a license is sold, the state also gets money from the feds. Because of a sold license through, what was the name of the program again?
Dingell Johnson Act.
Dingell Johnson. I'm glad you said it because I had the Pittman Robertson one in my brain.
that's wildlife.
Yeah. I was like, that's not it, Chauncey. That's not it. Don't say that name.
Yeah. Another great program, though.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, so you buy a license, you know, and it turn around, and the feds give you, I don't know what it is, $13 a license that you sell to use towards fisheries and DNR. I mean, it's like, wait, hold on. So they're getting, you know, what I'm paying for license, and then on top of that, they're getting additional funding to make it better and keep up with technology, right?
Right, yeah. And we're really fortunate, like you said, like with your experience just the other day, catching all those different species of fish. And mm-hmm. There's not a lot of states in the great U.S. that has the ability to have Great Lakes. They don't have Lake Michigan in their backyard. They don't have Lake Huron, Lake Superior. So in Michigan, we're really fortunate. We have a strong angler base. And then, you know, the Great Lakes only solidifies that, and then with license sales. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why all of this is so important for people to get out and enjoy, you know. And like I said, you know, when you stack, you know, think of it. You stock, you know, over 2 million walleye fry, okay? Or no, fingerlings. And, you know, you got to raise them to a certain size. And, you know, they don't just kind of grow without eating.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's just so many different things.
Walleye are really cool. And we do wild eggs. We call those feral egg takes. And we have one on the Muskegon River. And then up in the UP, we have one at the Little Bay to Knock. So we collect those fish. And then they start them off at the hatcheries. We take those eyed eggs in jars. And then once they start hatching, we deliver those fries. So that's a big important program for us is the local sportsmen's group. So we utilize a lot of these sportsmen's group that are they value those walleye fisheries in their area. They take the responsibility and the onus of creating these fisheries and stocking these fisheries and these walleye ponds. So that's a really big part of us too. So we not only rely on fish production staff, hatcheries to get them out the door, but then also these sportsmen user groups that manage these ponds till June or July, and then we harvest them, and then of course we stock them out. So yeah, it's a good universal buy-in with our sportsman's group here in Michigan too.
Wow. I mean, like I said, and once again, everybody, we're talking with Jeremiah Blau from the state of Michigan, and you're the health and marking. Was that it? You said it was?
Health, stocking, and marking.
Health, stocking, and marking person. And this is the next time you go pick up night crawlers in your backyard or buy them at the bait shop and you sit along the bank or sit in your boat, think of the literally thousands of people in whatever state you live in that work for their fisheries division. And, you know, Jeremiah with Michigan, and I spent a lot of time fishing in Michigan, my buddy. Okay. And I will think about all the people that make sure I'm enjoying the great outdoors and my children and my children's children do.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
It's good. That's why I went in this profession, right? As you, I grew up in northern Michigan and loved fishing, and I thought, what a better career than to go out and be able to play with fish every day. So I've been really lucky and fortunate with my career. Started off in northern lower, and then now I'm located up in the UP, Marquette, mm-hmm. Michigan, and it's been a fun ride.
Just remember, Jeremiah Blau, the father of 9,118,112 fish just this year alone.
Yep, exactly. More to come this fall, too.
Oh, my God.
So we'll do some more fall stockings this year. So there'll be another blurb coming up. So, a lot of fish out there.
So cool. Jeremiah, thank you so much for coming on today's program.
Oh, thanks for having me, Chauncey. It's been fun.
Yeah. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow! That's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats, and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Like a catfish in the river, like a flounder in the sea. When the rancher comes along, she always makes a fool of me. I go a hook, line, sinker, hook, line.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to hook, Chauncey's line, Great Outdoors.
Sinker, that's the way I go for you. Now, there was a little fishy swimming in the brook. Now, he was doing fine until he grabbed me over hook. He made a hook.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me, we have a gentleman who is just over the border. Yes, he is. We've got Dave Dewey with Dave Dewey's Guide Service, who loves to fish. He has a very intimate, personal relationship with all the fish on Lake Delavan. Dave, how are you this morning?
Very well. Thanks, Chauncey.
Buddy, as I mentioned, one of my favorite lakes to fish over the border is Delavan because of so many things, you know, from boat traffic to looks, to fish population, to ease, nah, I'm going to say ease of fishing, but, you know, you can figure out pretty easily, you know, where fish might be hiding and stuff like that. You've been doing it for, you know, just a couple of years, right?
I think I'm about 34 or 35 now.
34.
And I do know most of the fish by name.
Yeah, you know. Oh, that's George. Oh, that's Sam swimming by here. Wait, let Alice come by. She's on the pregnant side next year. Okay.
But this year I think I've caught the same fish three times. That's the most I've ever caught one fish.
Did you?
This year. But my record is probably six or seven off the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a largemouth bass, and it was about 5 pounds, and it had one of those black spots on it.
Yeah.
And it was about 5 pounds, so it was pretty easy to determine.
Yeah. Well, there was one largemouth bass that I caught, and this goes towards people. If you catch and release, if you got a deep-hooked fish in the mouth, don't try ripping it out or doing this. You'd be surprised, because I caught a fish, and it had a lure in its mouth pretty deep, and so, you know, I got my hook out, and I said, well, I'm not going to try to get this on and release it. And I actually caught that fish, I think, two more times that year because it still had the lure, and it was eating quite well.
I think I've pulled two or three Senkos out of bass this year. And the one fish that I caught for two was about a 19-inch smallmouth on Delavan. Mm. I caught it twice. I used Gamagatsu number 8 wide gap walleye hooks. So I will use a very particular hook. And when I caught it the second time, I cut the line and I took my old hook out because in the course of a week, it loosened up and it kind of just fell out. So don't dig those deeply hooks out of fish. They'll survive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they definitely will. Now, back to Delavan.
Mm-hmm.
It really has a wide variety of species, right?
Yes. Yesterday in particular, we caught one walleye, we caught northern pike, rock bass, perch, bluegills, sunfish, large and smallmouth bass in 1 4-hour trip.
In one? Not a bad 4 hours for anybody.
Nope. They're biting pretty well. We had a little slowdown when it was so hot out a couple weeks ago, or about a week ago. I was only averaging maybe six or seven game fish, but now it's back up. For a yearly average, it's about 12 to 15 game fish a four-hour trip.
Mm-hmm.
The largemouth bass right now are probably the best bite on the lake.
Yeah. Now, everybody, we're talking with Dave Dewey, Dave Dewey's Guide Service. And the interesting thing here is that he's really leading the interview, because that's what I was just going to ask you about. Has there been a change, because it was too blessed hot for too long, and now we've gotten a little bit of a break, and are the fish starting to act different?
This time of year in August, as a rule for the last 30 years or since the lake opened in 89, the bass, the largemouth bass, usually school up on deep weeds associated with a hard bottom. And this year is a little different. They're not in tight as school. Some years you can catch bass 4 hours straight in the same, you know, 20-yard spot. This year you get two or three, and then you got to move to another spot. But I've been doing this so long, there's, you know, there's infinite amount of spots that I can try. But right now you can get them. There's three ways you can catch largemouth bass right now on Delavan. Some people are fishing frogs in that duckweed slop, kind of by the boat launch and over by North Shore Road. The other way, or there's actually, the other way is drop shotting 4-inch Houdini worms, and in about 17 to 20. And I use a lot of live bait, and in that same 18 to 20 foot range, I'm using night crawlers on a number 8 wide gap Kamigatsu, and then I'm using drop shots. And the other method is in like 5 to 8 feet of water, you can get them on like 4 to 5 inch sinkos. Green pumpkin seems to be the color of Delavan Lake. You can't go wrong with green pumpkin with red flake or purple flake. So that's what I kind of key on.
Now, last time I was fishing Delavan, I haven't been there this year, but last year I had a hell of a good time. I mean, I had a lot of fun with Northern Pike. Are they going to pick up, do you think, with it hopefully cooling down a little?
During the hot stretch, I bet I didn't catch maybe one or two pike, but in the last 5 days, they're starting to show up again. The critical part with me is I've been using panfish that's caught in Delavan Lake. You're allowed to use panfish as a bait as long as it's caught in the lake you're fishing. And number two is you can't catch over your legal limit. So you can't use, it doesn't really come into play. You're never going to use 25 little bluegills, but you can't go over your possession limit when you're using them for bait either.
So when you're using, you know, once again, everybody, we're talking with Dave Dewey, Dave Dewey's Guide Service. So what you're saying is you catch these bluegill and you're allowed 25, but you're using the little bitty guys, the couple, you know, the 3 inchers,
like 3 or 4 inches. Yep.
Oh man, why don't you just put
we're catching northern pike on them, largemouth bass. Largemouth bass love them.
Oh yes, they do. Yes,
and,
they do.
Smallmouth bass really love the small 3 to 4 inch perch. I usually fish them. I have bait casters with live bait clickers on them, so I load them to the bottom with a heavy weight, like a 1/4 ounce. I usually use a walking sinker. I let it go to the bottom, and then I crank it up 4 or 5 cranks, so it's about 1 foot, 2 foot off the bottom, and then you put the bait clicker on, and everybody keeps fishing for bass and walleye over the side of the boat, and we have one pole working for northern pike or big largemouth bass over the side.
That's cool. And, you know, back to the pike. When I was on Delavan, I was using large minnows. I mean, you can call them large minnows or small suckers, okay? And we would, you know, hook them through the back, and then we just used a bobber, and we're trying to fish the weed. This was, you know, right, getting into that same time, you know, August, September, that time of the year. And we were trying to stay on the outside weed lines, the deeper weeds. And it seemed that's where we were having a lot of success. And that's when I was wondering when those, because pike really like cooler water. They don't like warm water, folks. They're like, I'm out of here.
They do not like warm water.
They must have an air conditioner under the water or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, something.
But they just don't, and that's how we were fishing them and having a, you know, good time. You mentioned, because, you know, I'm a perch jerker from way back. And are we talking about Eaton-sized perch on Delavan?
This year it's been a little slower on Eaton-sized perch, but that's kind of an exception. You ask what's different on the lake. One thing I've noticed, the smallmouth populations really start to boom there. There's some trips this spring that I caught more smallmouth bass than largemouth bass. And that's very, very atypical. The other thing is, this year, the perch seem to be smaller than previous years. I don't know what that's due to. And lastly, I bet you my first 10 years of guiding, I might have caught one rock bass. Mm-hmm. But now the rock bass are starting to get into Delavan Lake. I catch two or three rock bass every four-hour trip, too, now. So that's kind of odd.
Yeah. Rockies are an interesting fish to me because you can catch a bluegill. And I love bluegill fishing. You give me an ultralight rod, and I'm happier than a kid with a cane pole and a can of worms. And, God, I just dated myself, didn't I? but you catch a Rocky, just like a smallmouth is to a largemouth bass, he's got an attitude. A smallmouth has an attitude, okay? Mm-hmm. A rock bass to a bluegill has an attitude. And you almost immediately know if you got a Rocky on than a bluegill.
Right.
You know, it's just that boom, bang, bang, boom, boom. The one fish that, you know, on Delavan, I know they're there. I think we should call them unicorns, but walleye.
Yep. Walleye fishing, it was really good. Again, they don't like this warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets cooler in September, I vertical jig them with jigging Rapalas. But the best time to get them is that first light. I'm getting one or two a trip usually, but there's no big ones. Mm. I've caught maybe four or five legal fish this year, but I'm really not targeting them. Plus, leeches are the best bait to use on those.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with leeches is this time of year, they kind of get hard to find.
Yeah.
And you want the gigantic ones.
And, you know, trust me, if the bass are going doing real well, and you mm-hmm. can catch bluegills, and you can catch some perch, and you can, pop a few pike here and there, and a smallmouth want to show up, and give you a little bit of thrill in your heart, hey, leave the walleye alone, you know.
If you want to eat fish, the bluegills are not hard to come by on Delavan Lake. They're also in that 18 to 27 foot range. Sometimes they're a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But I just use a leaf worm with a single hook and fish it straight underneath the boat.
Yep.
They show up really well on a good fish locator.
Oh, do they? That's so
yes.
cool. Hey, Dave, if somebody wants to set up a time to go fishing with you on Delavan, first of all, what should they, between now and, you know, I don't want to say ice up, but, you know, into fall, which to me is the best time to go fishing. I love fishing in the fall. Cooler days,
yes.
Just nicer. You're not dying by the heat. Your drink stays cooler longer in the can. You know, everything. And the fish are, you know, eating for the winter. You can have a little bit more fun. If somebody wants to go out with you, what should they bring? Or not bring?
You can usually, you need a license for sure.
Yeah?
And then just some snacks and some beverages of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
The lake really slows down after Labor Day when all the kids are back at school. So after Labor Day is one of my favorite times to fish till about the 1st of November.
Mm-hmm. And when you said slow down, it's not slowing down fishing-wise. It's slowing down
the lake.
Yeah. Just the
water skiers, the tubers, all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you have everything, right?
I have everything.
I mean, I know people have their favorite fishing rods and they have this.
Yep, you're welcome to bring bring those too.
Yeah, you're welcome to bring them. But you know, I've learned over the years, if you're going out with a guide, the rods, the reels, the drags, the leaders, the lures, everything is set. You don't have to mess with nothing. And this way, you're using his stuff, and he knows exactly how it's all prepared, where if you bring your rod, which I know it's your favorite rod, I'm not saying you can't, but it's just, it's so much easier to use your stuff, Dave, than mine.
No, you don't even have to just hop on.
That's it. You hop on and fish, so it's a good deal with me. The
Now, I've dealt with the bait shop. I've dealt with launching my boat, and all you do is show up.
Yeah. If somebody wants to get a hold of you to set up a guide service on Delavan, and you know, if there's a lake or something that you also know that's going maybe a little bit hotter, you may direct them to that lake. What do you? How do they get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is my cell number, which is 262-728-8063. I do text. If I don't answer, that means I'm usually fishing or I'm busy doing something else because I usually carry it around with me.
Cool. Once again, give me that number, Dave.
262-728-8063.
Dave Dewey's Guide Service. Can't go wrong. Just over the border. Not very far, you know, ride from all of us flatlanders in Illinois to cross the border and do a little bit of Wisconsin fishing. Okay, buddy?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on today's show, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine has just broken the rule book for its customers. Now through August 31st, if you buy a new Lund or Low boat from them powered by a Mercury outboard, you'll get 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage. Wow, that's a value of up to $5,000. That's right. Wayne Libera said, Chaunce, let's give them a Christmas gift in July of 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and that value is up to $5,000 and up to $4,000 off on selected low boats and a price on a Lund that no one could beat with also powered by a Mercury outboard, and they get the 2 years of gold warranty free for 5 years of coverage, and we've said it, worth $5,000. How can you say no to a new Lund or Low 2 years of a gold warranty for free and 5 years of coverage on your boat powered by a Mercury outboard with an extended warranty? Merry Christmas in July from Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a path near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Bass ain't biting and the trout are gone. Try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show with, of course, Dave Dewey, Dave Dewey's Guide Service up in Wisconsin, and then can't pass up Jeremiah up in fisheries biologist talking about the 9.1 million fish they stocked in Michigan. That's buy your fishing license and check your friends. Ask them, do you buy your license this year? Because remember, all that money we get helps to make fishing so much better. And that's a lot of money from the feds we don't want to miss. What was the other thing? We got to talk about my grandson's fishing report. That's right. This is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. He says, Papa, high waves and wind kept the smart people off the water, so we stayed off. Prior to the high waves, fishing was really good out there, but we didn't go out, and when we did go, we used the spoons and flies Captain Tony sent us, and we caught fish on them. Please tell him thank you. Salmon were in 80 to 110 feet of water. Those special spoons from Captain Tony that he painted really worked well. When we came in, the guys on the pier said the drum were really good, but everything else was kind of so-so. I guess that means slow. Boaters found perch in about 25 to 30 feet of water outside the harbor mouths all along the lake. We then hit big blue, and the bluegill were very hungry and fun to catch. Love your fishing magician, Aiden. School starts next week, so I will have more local lakes than Lake Michigan. Tell Captain Tony thank you once again. That's pretty true. And once again, this report was sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Don't ever forget that. Check them out. You always get a good deal at Waterworks Marine. You know, a lot of kids are in school or have started school up again, so a lot of action is really going to be good for fishermen that get out during the week or even on the weekends. So remember that. Lake Michigan salmon were deep. You heard Captain Tony at the show. I mean, he ran out to 270-plus feet of water. That's a long ride, folks. Kankakee River, report from one of our anglers down there. Willie James said that early fishing was okay. Later in the day, I could sleep in and catch them out of the deeper pools. I think I'll do that tomorrow. He said the river is perfect for wading right now and looks good unless we get a lot of rain. Up on the chain of lakes, Jason said that walleye, catfish, drum, white bass, some yellow bass, all seem to be active. The walleye and catfish are around the bridges, so that's where you want to be. Minnows, suckers, leeches, try to bounce them or let them float through the bridge current area and then try to catch them. Bluegill, you can catch them on the deeper sides of the weed beds, and action should be okay for them. My friend Jose, who's fishing the Chicago River, sent me a note and said, Chauncey, you told me to go by the Riverwalk, and Didn't hear anything from my friends there, so I went myself, and I caught some perch. My friend that came later after I called him caught bluegill, bass, and crappie, and we did catch a few carp, but we can't say we landed them because the line broke. Well, then you didn't catch them. But international rules, you know. Jose, you never know. You can call that you caught the carp, okay? Up on Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, my Freddie Michael said, my friend Mike said, we have some smallmouth bass doing 10 to 20 feet of water. Night crawlers, small suckers, they're looking for meat. It almost seems like these cooler nights, especially in Wisconsin and around here, are getting the fish kind of like, hey, the moon's getting a little, you know, different color, you know, lower in our, they're getting a little excited for fall. So I think that's what our activity is going to be. Bluegill, schooled up in deeper water. That's what you need to try right now, Chance. Otherwise, it's going to be a long time to find some decent one in the shallows. Walleye, so-so to maybe okay. That's a tough report to give. Most of the action has been on crankbaits or Lindy rigs. Northern pike activity is slow. Sorry, can't do any better than that. My friend Kenny Husker O'Malley said, I think we're seeing the long days of summer going, and fishers seem to be getting a little bit more active, which means you could fish maybe a little later in the afternoon. Okay, Kenny, good idea. Northern Wisconsin, we've got a variety of reports from good to very good bluegill activity. That's you once again working the deeper weed areas. Largemouth bass are holding not far from the bluegill. They're not stupid. And they're anywhere between 6 and 14 feet of on the deep sides of the weed beds. You can use some plastics that look like crayfish, but, you know, remember you got to work them to keep those bass interested in kind of sniffing them out. As it's getting cooler, musky. Yeah, we're going to start seeing a lot more musky activity going on. And I would be going with not huge baits, medium-sized baits, and some of those live suckers. And just remember, put the clicker on so you don't lose the rod when they hit it. Lakes that are holding walleye are seeing some fair to decent numbers. Night crawlers, minnows bounce along the bottom. You gotta jig them to find them. That's the key there. Yellow perch are good in a lot of states' lakes, rather, in Wisconsin, in anywhere between 6 and 12 feet of water. Look for weed flats, things like that. Those are good things to try right there. Pike activity, look for those musky weeds, and you'll find them there, too. So that's always a good sign. There's really a lot of activity going on fishing-wise, and I like seeing all of that. So remember that. It's going to be a good time. Get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. Oh, got that. Whoa, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from Tecumseh, Chief Tecumseh. It says, love your life, perfect your life. Beautify all things in your life. Wow. Love your life, perfect your life, beautify all things in your life. Chief Tecumseh, that's a good one. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody. Thanks much.